Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Spring enrollment for the Captivating Courtship Code 12-month coaching program is open now until March 29th. CCC is for high-achieving women who are anxiously attached and want to transform relationship patterns and attract commitment using our practical and proven six-step process. If you struggle to find fulfillment in your personal life despite your professional success, and experience relationship anxiety, or often feel insecure in dating situations, attract emotionally unavailable men, overthink your interactions with potential partners, and have a history of codependent relationships, then CCC is for you. This program is perfect for women who value personal growth and spirituality and are serious and committed about attracting a long-term commitment in the next 12 months. You will learn everything you need to attract a quality, healthy, long-term commitment no matter what. With our lifetime access promise, you get ongoing support with the client portal and community. You will break free of sabotaging patterns, boost your self-worth, and navigate the complexities of dating with confidence. You will have practical tools and strategies to attract a partner who shares your values and goals, and you will learn how to develop healthy relationship habits and prioritize your well-being while seeking long-term commitment. You also have access to a supportive community of like-minded women who understand your struggles and can offer guidance and encouragement. The Captivating Courtship Code is a coaching program that addresses both the practical aspects of dating and the development of healthy relationship habits. And you will be guided through the process every step of the way. Enrollment is limited in order to provide you with personalized attention and an intimate safe space for women like you. So if you want to join us in Captivate Courtship in 2024, go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and apply today. Again, that's captivatingcourtship.com/coaching. Get your application in by March 29th. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And today we are talking about courtship for anxiously attached women. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful, I'm so happy that spring is here. It's like been sunny out. I've been able to get my miles in outdoors, fresh air, and I'm just feeling amazing this morning. I don't know what I did. I'm fasting, of course, but I feel amazing this morning. I feel ready to go. Very excited about so many different things that are going on right now between the Captivating Courtship Code. Enrollment is now open for the spring. And I just want to take a brief moment to talk about that. And I'll be talking about that over the next few episodes, of course, as spring enrollment is open. But I did want to just take a brief moment to speak about the Captivating Courtship Code group coaching program, some changes that's been made, how it has evolved, and why I am excited about continuing to be able to run this program. We're going into year four, summer 2024 makes 4 years. It makes year four of running CCC. And I'm so appreciative of the women that I've been able to walk with on this journey. I am also so proud of the women who committed to the process, went all in, no matter what it took, no matter how long it took. And now I'm seeing marriages and babies and relationships, and I just love it. But I wanted to talk to you about some things that you may or may not know about the program very briefly, and then we're going to get into the episode. First things first, For 2024, the amount of women that we're letting into CCC is extremely limited. I want to maintain a very intimate, safe space. I love when the calls do not have a ton of women on them. They're very limited. It allows the women who are in the program to be really present and to be fully supported, where if you have a question, you have the opportunity to get your questions answered. You have the opportunity to be coached. You truly have the opportunity to be seen and to be heard over the 12-month period of being in CCC. We have lifetime access now to the client portal and to the community, so you can continue to post questions, you continue to seek support, to connect with the women, and you can continue to go and revisit the program content whenever you need to, which means you also get the latest, most up-to-date tools and information once you become a part of the CCC community. Once you become a part of the Captivating Courtship Code community, you become a part of the community for life. And that is so precious to me and so valuable, because whether you are dating or courting, you're in the relationship, or even when you're married, the tools that you need when it comes to mindset, emotional management, when it comes to understanding how to reset a relationship, how to get back in on your throne and into that energy, these are tools and skills that will benefit you for the rest of your life. Learning communication habits, learning how to navigate just the ups and downs of relationships. Because let's be real, one of the biggest misconceptions that so many have is that they believe that everything stops once they attract a partner. The only goal is to attract a partner. I can tell you from being in the relationship industry for almost 10 years, from running CCC for 4 years, and being a woman myself, I know, and I'm an anxiously attached woman. I identify with that particular attachment style. Everything just starts once you attract a partner. Once you are in the relationship, once you are in the marriage, that's when the clock really starts ticking. So for so many, when they enter CCC or when they start their journey for love and partnership, they think that I just need to attract a partner. I just need to find the right person. And then once I find the right person and once I meet my person, everything will be good and everything stops. And that's so not true. It's so not true. The truth is, once you attract a partner, the clock between courtship and the commitment, or the commitment and marriage, it just starts. These are very different clocks. These are very different journeys. And the reality is that once you attract a partner, once you attract the person that you like, learning how to communicate, how to manage your emotions, how to manage your thoughts, how to navigate and problem solve, and your conflict resolution skills, all of those things are really what makes or breaks your ability to attract the commitment or the long-term relationship or the marriage that you want. Attracting a partner for so many of the women that I work with is really not hard. They're accomplished, they're intelligent, they are self-aware, they are loving and kind and sweet and attractive and all of these amazing things. It's the inner work, it's the other things. And we're gonna talk about some of those things today. That is the work that needs to be done. And that's really the work that you will do in CCC. So you will learn everything that you need to know. We have videos and modules dedicated to matchmaking techniques to teach you how to get out there and meet people. But it's these other things that's going to come up for you when it comes to your patterns, when it comes to your emotional management, when it comes to understanding how to actually navigate a relationship, how to actually navigate the courtship process. This is the work, and these are the tools and the skills that you need in order to actually have a healthy, quality, committed love life. So if that sounds like you and it sounds like something that you would benefit from, now is the time to enroll and to apply to CCC. You're going to go to the link in the show notes or captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and apply today. Such a brief application. It literally will take you only about 1 minute to complete the application. You're going to book a call. And on the call, we're just going to get clearer on three things. I'm going to get clear on where you currently are in your love life, where you want to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is holding you back. And once we get clear on those things, if you seem like the right fit, and again, I'm only taking in a very small amount of women into CCC in 2024, because I only want to work with the most committed women. I mean, women who are resilient when it comes to love, women who are serious and committed. You're not on the fence about wanting a partner or wanting marriage or wanting a family. You know what you want and you are willing to take the actions necessary over the next 12 months to make it happen. If that sounds like you, then you are going to be the right fit for CCC. So go ahead and get your application in by March 29th when enrollment ends. Now, let's talk about courtship for anxiously attached women. When you are a woman with an anxious attachment style, and if you know the 8 love loop patterns, if you fall into the anxious attachment style category, you're more than likely going to fall into the trophy pattern, the sexual pattern, the love me pattern can be a little bit on the fence of both. The toxic pattern for sure. And the adapter pattern can kind of fall into both when it comes to anxious or avoidant. But if you fall into that bucket, then more than likely when you are going through the courtship, the dating and courtship process, you tend to experience a lot of relationship anxiety. You start to get in your head a lot. You start to feel overwhelmed by your emotions. And you often feel very insecure in dating and courtship situations. Now, you may start off very confident and very secure, and this typically shows up especially with women who are codependent. You may initially start off very confident, very secure in the beginning, but once you get emotionally attached, once you find yourself really intrigued by the man, really excited about the man, you start putting him on a pedestal, and that is when the insecurities start to creep in, or you allow yourself to stay in insecure relationship environments. But if you're in this space or you find yourself attracting emotionally unavailable men, struggling to find balance in your romantic life, in your career life, this is a big thing for my anxiously attached women, where you thrive when you're single. You know how to operate. And maybe even, like I said, in the beginning of the relationship, you may be able to really hold your value, focus on your goals, pour into your captivating life. You're very strong in that area in the beginning or when you're single. But you really struggle to be able to navigate love and your career at the same time, because you find yourself stop putting the focus on you, getting off your throne, stop pouring into your own cup, and you start putting a lot of your focus and your energy into the relationship and specifically into the man. And this can cause you to feel very imbalanced, and that's where that anxiety and those insecurities start to creep up even more. And then all of this leads you to spiraling thoughts. You tend to overthink every interaction, every text message, every phone call. You know, if they didn't call, if they said something, what did they mean by that? Maybe they're doing this for this reason. You start trying to think for the man, meaning that he will say one thing and you will anticipate a completely different meaning or something much deeper about how you perceive it or what you think he actually thinks or what you think he actually means. And it's very hard for you to just fully be present and release all those anxious emotions as you are getting closer, as the emotional connection is getting deeper and you find yourself getting more attached. And ultimately, this leads you to feeling stuck. Now, you may be extremely resilient. I find that my anxiously attached girlies are very, very resilient when it comes to love, especially my high achievers. If you're a high achiever, you're a go-getter, you're successful, you're independent, you're educated, you're ambitious, you have those qualities about you, you already know how to achieve. You are a high achiever. You know how to go. You know how to do. You know how to make things happen. So you tend to be very resilient in relationships. Unlike some of my too goods or my avoiders, maybe even my adapters, my invulnerable vixens, they tend not to be as resilient when it comes to relationships. They may take very long breaks in between. They may just avoid relationships altogether. But my anxious girlies, you girlies tend to be very, very resilient. You will get knocked down and get back up, get knocked down, get back up, which is honorable in a lot of ways. But you may find yourself often attracting, like I said, emotionally unavailable men, hot, cold relationships, situationships where you will find yourself in periods of burnout. It may not be extended periods of burnout, but you do experience periods of burnout because you give so much to love. You give so much to relationships. You pour so much into others that you often lack in pouring to yourself in this area. Now, in spite of these negative experiences that you have or being in these repeat cycles, you truly, truly do believe in love. You're a hopeless romantic. You believe in love and you want to break free of these patterns. You're self-aware enough and you know that you have these patterns, that you keep repeating the same experiences, you keep attracting the same types of men, but you may struggle with trying to figure out where those connections are or what exactly your patterns are. You know that deep down inside, even though you're very confident on the outside and others perceive you as very confident, which is a big thing with especially my trophy chasers. For that love loop pattern, you tend to have a very confident persona, whether you're confident in your looks, in your personality, in your education, in your career accomplishments. You tend to be very confident on the outside. You wear a shell of confidence, while deep down inside, you really struggle with your self-worth and questioning, are you worthy? Are you good enough? Why always the bridesmaid and never the bride? All of those types of things. And you have a hard time with navigating the complexities of the dating and courtship process. And you want to be able to navigate all of this with confidence. You want to be able to stay on your throne in the process and not get knocked off by anxiety or overthinking or any of those just emotional, I'll call them volcanoes. Like you just being like an emotional time bomb eventually when you don't feel like the relationship is progressing or you're not getting your way. You want to develop healthy relationship habits and learn to prioritize yourself in the process. And I know that's what you truly, truly want if you are an anxiously attached girl. So here are some of the things that you may be thinking right now are the problem that you're experiencing. And I want to point out specifically four things that you may be struggling with right now that's causing you to feel as though these are the reasons why I don't have the relationship that I want, or I can't have the relationship that I want. And then I want to tell you what actually are your biggest challenges. So I have five. I have five things that you may be telling yourself are the reasons why you haven't found your partner, or you are always so close but never fully committed, or why men don't choose you, or why men don't commit to you, or why you're not married yet. And I'm going to tell you what the actual problems actually are. So the first thing that you may be telling yourself is that you simply just attract emotionally unavailable or commitment phobic men. That may be the first story that you're telling yourself, and there may be some truth to this. I'm not saying that any of these things I'm about to name are not true, but this is also something that you can change, right? So you don't have to commit to that story. You don't have to commit to that dating experience. You don't have to commit to that. But if you're telling yourself that this is the reason why, then you may be avoiding what you actually need to do and what the actual problem is. But the first thing is that you're telling yourself that you attract emotionally unavailable or commitment phobic men. The second thing that you may be telling yourself is that there's a lack of reciprocity in your relationships when it comes to commitment or the desire to be in the relationship or to serve the relationship. The next thing you may be telling yourself is that you simply just struggle with doubt or your self-worth, and that's the only thing that's blocking it in your way. And then again, that may be very valid and true, and that's a normal thing to struggle with. The next thing you may be telling yourself is that you feel burnt out from unsuccessful dating experiences, or that you have a difficulty with managing your emotions, and that is the reason why men don't commit to you or why you're not in the relationship that you want. So I have seven things that I have listed here today that are the actual things that you need to shift, the actual problems that you need to work with. And then, of course, I'm going to tell you one of the main tools in CCC and one of the main things that will help you in order to shift and to make this transformation. So the first thing that you need to understand, and the first problem that you actually have, is that you have unresolved attachment wounds from past experiences that's impacting your current relationships, whether that's childhood experiences, relationship experiences, it could be friendship experiences, but you have unresolved attachment wounds. And those things are showing up, they're bubbling to the surface, they're causing you to be an emotional time bomb when those triggers, those shadows, when those things start to come up, and it causes you to sabotage your relationships. The next problem that you're facing is that you have a difficulty setting and maintaining boundaries. And this is a big thing for my anxious girlies. But let me say this, it's not just about you setting boundaries and keeping boundaries when it comes to other people. Another form of self-sabotage that comes up in the dating and courtship process or in relationships for my anxious girlies is respecting other people's boundaries. I find that oftentimes when you're anxiously attached, you have a hard time taking no. You have a hard time respecting other people's boundaries. You have a hard time not pushing limits when you are activated and you're triggered and your emotions come up and they're very overwhelming. So being able to respect other people's boundaries, whether it's in their expectations, communication, the space that they need, specifically with space, especially when it comes to space. These are some things that you may truly struggle with that's causing you to sabotage your relationships. The next thing is self-sabotaging behaviors that perpetuate and allow you to attract incompatible partners. So you continue to go after incompatible partners, to ignore the red flags. You see them as a carnival. You see them as a roller coaster ride, but you ignore the red flags and you continue to proceed and move towards the relationship in spite of those alarms going off, in spite of your intuition telling you to move the other way. You also may have a limited social network. And I find this to be a big thing with a lot of the women that I work with in CCC who are successful and high achievers. Even though you're very ambitious, and people may know you, like you may have some level of a social life. But one of the things that we work on in CCC that's very common, a lot of my girlies, when they first join coaching, they lack a strong social network. They lack their captivating life. They don't have a lot of opportunities to meet potential partners outside of their usual social circle or online dating. So this is why it's so important for you to learn how to take the necessary steps to expand your social circle and also to expand your captivating life so that you're positioning yourself to meet the right types of partners and the types of partners that are going to be a great fit for you. And you don't have to rely on online dating for that. Number five, the next thing that you need to work through and it's going to be an actual problem for you is having unrealistic expectations when it comes to your partner selection process. Now, let me say this. I find for a lot of women that I work with, they're not unrealistic when it comes to status, or they're not unrealistic when it comes to just the relationship. You overall want a relationship, but you may have some unrealistic expectations when it comes to what a relationship is. And I find this to be very, very common these days. I'm not sure if it's the influence of social media or other media messaging, but what I find is that a lot of women that I work with, especially if you've been long-term single or never married, or maybe you were married for some time and you're fairly newly divorced and you're just getting back out there, a lot of people have an unrealistic expectation of what the courtship process is supposed to look like. They have an unrealistic expectation about what a relationship actually is. And the other day I saw a clip on Instagram from, his name is like Shaman Durek, I think. I can't quite remember his name. I've seen him around social media a lot, but he said something really brilliant on a podcast that he was being interviewed on. He said that most people are looking for a companionship. They're not looking for a relationship because a relationship is not as romantic as some people want to, I will say, over romanticize it. So you have this over romanticized idea of relationships, this over-romanticized idea of having a partner, this over-romanticized idea of the healing process, of all of those things. So you don't understand that a relationship is, it takes effort. It takes peeling back the layers of each person. It takes vulnerability. It takes conflict resolution skills. It takes getting deeper and getting more connected and more intimately, connected and emotional and all of those things. And it's not always pretty. It's not always easy, even during the courtship process. So when you have an unrealistic view of relationships or the courtship process, whenever you experience conflict, whenever you have to have those tougher conversations, whenever you feel very vulnerable or emotionally invested, it'll make you feel very nervous. So you may want to run the other way. So your expectations around what a relationship is may be rooted in companionship. Maybe you just want someone to talk to, just someone to have fun with, and that's just it, very surface level. You don't actually want, or you're not realistic about what a relationship actually is. Number six, you lack clarity and alignment when it comes to your personal values and relationship goals. It's a big thing. If you are not in alignment with your values, if you're not first clear on your values and then two, in alignment with your values, there's a gap between who you are and who you need to be. when it comes to attracting the type of partner and the type of relationship that you want. And with that gap is where there will be a lack of alignment with the type of partners and the type of commitments that you attract. So you have to get into your worth. You have to get into your value so that you very naturally, very authentic, and very effortlessly are able to communicate your value. And if you're anxiously attached, this is something you have to put effort into intentionally during the dating and courtship process so that that codependent behavior that you may have a history of showing in relationships doesn't resurface, or at least when it does, you're able to manage and maintain it. And the last thing that I have down here that's the actual problem that you need to work through is your self-awareness and your relationship skills. You may right now have some levels of awareness, but when it comes to this particular area of life or what you need to know about your love life and relationships, you may have a limited awareness when it comes to effective communication and conflict and resolution skills in relationships. So these are the things that you have to shift. And listen, take a breath. Take a breath, because I don't want you to get overwhelmed by everything that I just listed. You may be listening right now and telling yourself, oh my gosh, I have all these things that I have to do. I have all these things that I have to work on. Where do I start? This is so overwhelming. I'm just going to stay single. I don't want to do all that. I just want to meet somebody. Why does it have to be this hard? That's why it has to be. Listen, listen, listen. Let me tell you. Relationships are one of the top pillars of life. You have health, wealth, and relationships. And I truly believe that in either of those pillars, you have to develop a spiritual and an emotional and a mental connection in order to strengthen and grow in each of those areas. When it comes to relationships, I think that's one area that so many people take for granted, and they don't understand that it takes development on your behalf. It takes work. You can attract a partner relationship right now, but based upon your skills, your communication, your wounds, all the things that's coming up for you, that's the level of relationship and partner that you're going to attract. And if you're listening to this right now, my guess is that you're not satisfied with the level of partners or relationship experiences that you have been attracting, and you do want more. So that's going to require more of you. And I know, ladies, sometimes we don't want to hear it. And I know you may be telling yourself, well, why do I have to do this work on myself? Well, what about the men? Well, guess what? You don't want the men who are not doing the work on themselves either. Okay, so let's just make that clear. But we don't need to focus on the men. We need to focus on you, because you need to be the most happy, healthy, whole version of yourself. You need to be a captivating queen. You need to learn how to embody your throne energy so that you are on the frequency, on the level, you are open to receiving the type of man and the type of relationship that you deserve. Not just what you can have, but what you deserve. And that is the work that you need to be doing. So with the Captivating Courtship Code 6-step process, you gradually move through each part of this process that's going to allow you to align and to elevate to attract the type of relationship and partner that you deserve. You're going to focus on healing your wounds, embodying your self-love and your self-worth, meeting matches, navigating the courtship process, making deep emotional and effective communication and connections, and stepping into commitment with the right partner for you. But here's the main solution that I want you to focus on, and that is taking courtship one milestone at a time. I talked about this and did a deep dive about this at the last Captivating Weekend that just passed, because I think that this is a very important concept, especially for women who are anxiously attached. When you get into the space of trying to control the process, of being emotionally overwhelmed, of relationship anxiety, of trying to rush the relationship, you're going to crash and burn every single time. When you don't understand how to be present in each phase of the courtship process and where you're actually at in the courtship process, you're going to crash and burn every single time. Your anxious attachment style, your relationship anxiety, your emotional overwhelm, your expectations, and your lack of boundaries is going to cause you to crash and burn every single time. So instead, you need to take courtship and learn to take courtship one milestone at a time, which is why in the CCC client portal, the way that our 6-step process is broken down, it's broken down into 3 phases so that you know how to take courtship one milestone at a time. You understand how to be present, what you need to focus on, and what the relationship needs to experience one milestone at a time so that you're going from single to committed in a very predictable, practical, and flowing type of way. This works, and it works, and it's created results for our clients if you stick to the process and you just allow yourself to get coached whenever your thoughts come up, whenever your emotions come up, ask questions, be present with the process. It will work for you. The reason why taking courtship one milestone at a time works is because you learn to manage your thoughts and your emotions, which is extremely important for those who are anxiously attached. You need to be able to present, to get coached, to ask questions, to be able to go to the modules, go to the portals, and pull out what you need in that moment in order to be supported. But you have to learn what to expect and how to navigate the courtship process step by step, brick by brick. You're building a relationship. You're not just trying to meet someone. You're learning how to build a relationship that will move towards commitment. Taking courtship one milestone at a time works also because you have to learn to be present in order to build deeper emotional connections. If you are so in your head, you're so in your emotions, you're so far down the line into fear or control or worried about what's going to happen 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 2 months from now, 3 weeks from now, if you're so far ahead of the man and you're so far ahead of the relationship and where things are actually at, you're going to have a difficult time creating the deeper emotional connection that inspires commitment. So you have to be able to be fully present, to be vulnerable, to not only connect with another human being on that level, but also to be present and connected within yourself so that you are able to manage your thoughts and your emotions. When you take courtship one milestone at a time, you have the opportunity to gradually build a healthy, committed relationship. Listen, especially for my girlies of faith, whether you're Christian, Muslim, I don't care. Many of you have been sold a story about how the courtship process goes on average for most people. This meet someone, get married within a few weeks or a few months I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. And I'm not saying that it's not possible. It's extremely possible. I know firsthand it's extremely possible. However, there's also a high divorce rate. And part of the reason that there's a high divorce rate is because there was a lack of relationship building that occurred prior to the relationship. Building the actual relationship and moving towards commitment step by step. So you want to be able to navigate it so that you're building a healthy, committed relationship that can actually stand the test of time. And by taking courtship one milestone at a time, you're also going to understand how to pivot and what to express so that you can decrease relationship anxiety. When you know what to anticipate, when you understand where you are, when you understand where the man is, when you have a predictable process and you have predictable expectations, you are less likely to sabotage when your relationship anxiety creeps up, which means that you have a greater chance at relationship success. So if you can relate to any of these things or you feel like you need support in these areas, because in the next 12 months, you absolutely want to attract a partner, a committed relationship. You absolutely want to move your love life forward and you are ready and willing to do the work. You are ready and willing to be fully committed to your love life, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, then CCC is going to be the right program for you. I want you to apply today. Get your application in because spots are limited. Consultations are limited. We're only working with a small group of women in 2024 to increase your opportunity for personalized attention and increase your opportunity for success. And I only want to work with women who are truly committed and ready for love. If that sounds like you, go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching. The link is in the show notes and get your application today. You're going to book your call. We're going to have a brief chat and we're going to make the decision on if CCC is the right program for you. You're going to get all the information you need about the program, about the payment options, all that information. You can go to our website to find that information. Go to the FAQs at the bottom of the page, and you will also get that opportunity to ask any questions that you have on your consultation. I am so looking forward to speaking with you, meeting with you. And when you decide to join, bring your girlfriend too, so that you guys are growing in community together. I can't wait to speak with you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Spring enrollment for the Captivating Course You Code 12-month coaching program is open now until March 29th. CCC is for high-achieving women who are anxiously attached and want to transform relationship patterns and attract commitment using our practical and proven six-step process. If you struggle to find fulfillment in your personal life despite your professional success, and experience relationship anxiety, or often feel insecure in dating situations, attract emotionally unavailable men, overthink your interactions with potential partners, and have a history of codependent relationships, then CCC is for you. This program is perfect for women who value personal growth and spirituality and are serious and committed about attracting a long-term commitment in the next 12 months. You will learn everything you need to attract a quality, healthy, long-term commitment no matter what. With our Lifetime Access Promise, you get ongoing support with the client portal and community. You will break free of sabotaging patterns, boost your self-worth, and navigate the complexities of dating with confidence. You will have practical tools and strategies to attract a partner who shares your values and goals, and you will learn how to develop healthy relationship habits and prioritize your well-being while seeking long-term commitment. You also have access to a supportive community of like-minded women who understand your struggles and can offer guidance and encouragement. The Captivating Courtship Code is a coaching program that addresses both the practical aspects of dating and the development of healthy relationship habits. And you will be guided through the process every step of the way. Enrollment is limited in order to provide you with personalized attention and an intimate safe space for women like you. So if you want to join us in Captivate Courtship in 2024, go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and apply today. Again, that's captivatingcourtship.com/coaching. Get your application in by March 29th.